I did want to specify what kind of a geek nerd I am, because they do break down into categories, I've noticed. This one has an unusual mix because there's pagan thing thrown in. Now that I'm not used to. The fantasy fairs in Dallas didn't have much of a pagan scene going on at all. I never even knew there were such things until I was invited to a speak in Ohio. And look what happened. Now I live here. In fact, I co-organized that damn pagan festival that invited me there and married one of the other co-organizers. And I don't even believe in any of that stuff. I only believe in Bob, damn it! Bob, damn it! Whoa! That's new. Actually, it was the first one. Among the geeks and fans, I am an old school monster fan, the simplest and kind. Then there's also, your gaming fans and comics fans, and it all bleeds together generally. Although I think the only games I've ever played were Apples and Oranges and Monopoly. There's a distinction I've noticed between monster fans and comic fans. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting anybody down for their sexuality or anything at all. Believe me, nobody could be more perverted than me. But, well, actually, that's not true. Every day, something happens that makes me feel normal. But I've got the main image that goes with monsters is a big, ugly male thing carrying a helpless, pretty girl. The main image that goes with comics is two men in leotards grappling with each other. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. Just wanted to point out the slight difference between old school monster fans and old school comics fans. I'm not really a comedian or anything. I can tell by the fact that no one's laughing. I've never, believe it or not, I've never been to a comedy club in my whole life. I don't watch TV. I've never seen The X-Files, Cheers, or Seinfeld. Although we did watch Lost fanatically, and I can get into big arguments with you about that. So I'm kind of out of it. We don't do topical humor. We do eternal verities. And some people take the Church of the Subgenius so seriously that well, let me put it this way. On one level, I'm a professional debunker. But debunkers are such spoil sports. They kind of wreck it for the believers. And those who don't believe in Bob, the debunkers of Bob, we will bury them in debunkers. That is the fate of all the debunkers. Church of the Subgenius is basically an all-purpose anti-normal group. Any kind of weirdo, pervert, nerd, geek, dork, abnormal, class clown, sinners, disbelievers, or those who believe anything, all welcome. Although we will kick you out if you annoy us. We love that feeling of power, and we don't like sexual predators. I wish that Devo Spice Guy was here. Know what I'm saying?
Know what you're saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Know what you're saying?
Know what
you're saying?
No?
Note.
No?
Note.
Yeah, he has an album called Gnome Sane. And I wanted him to hear that. Oh, well. Oh, that pretty singer from South Carolina was here earlier. She said, "What's with the Bob thing, or what's with that?" I said, "Well, you ever hear of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?" She goes, "Yeah, sure." I said, "Well, now I know how the Discordians felt when Church of the Subgenius was really huge in the '80s." I guess we can start my videos in just a second. My videos aren't in sync like Devo Spice's are, because I'm a Mac. And also because it couldn't be. I don't do songs. I wouldn't be able to remember words like that. I couldn't, not for the life of me. Church of the Genius, maybe, sure. Yeah, sure, Church of the Genius, yeah. And I'm no Dr. Demento, but I do have a weekly syndicated radio show since 1985, and I'm one of those people to give me free CDs. That was why I mentioned that earlier. Friends, Moses parted the Red Sea. Oppenheimer split the atom. But Bob Dobb cuts the crap. Let's go ahead and start this 1 minute video, and then I'll proceed with the sermon. This is a commercial we did for MTV, believe it or not. And that's Mark Mothersbaugh's voice.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals? Acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt, but none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs, the living slack master in his Church of the Subgenes. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal, for Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you gonna fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys, or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent, quit your job, slack off, and praise Bob!
Church of the Subgenes, eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Okay, you can pull the sound down. The Ballad of Bob Dobbs there. You can see that with the sound on our YouTube channel. Anyway, friends, God, it's hard to... Imagine having to look at your boss's face all the damn time, you know. I run my own business. I can't get away from it. I'm really glad. I know that I'm mostly preaching here to a virgin audience, I believe, right? How many of y'all are like listeners of Hour of Slack? Raise your hand. Yeah, just a few. And how many of you don't know a damn thing about this crap? Raise your hand. Good. Now, you're the ones I'm talking to. I hate preaching to the choir because they're louder and more obnoxious than I am at Subgenius events. So I'm going to do this. This is what you call Subgenius 101. I'm actually going to explain the Church of the Subgenius. But first, friends, I don't want to embarrass you or anything. You may have some other religion that you're serious about, but if you could all just share this moment, this awkward moment, bow your heads, and we'll have together just have a moment of noise! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise damn God! God damn Bob! Oh, yes. And I noticed there are no children in here. That's good. That means I don't have to pull my punches on our one law, which is, I bet you know it. Fuck them if they can't take a joke! Believe it or not, those really are words to live by. If you pick up our Simon and Schuster books over there, they're full of all kinds of wonderful little rules. In fact, there's a list of 365 sins. But really, the only one we care about, I'll whip out a bunch more of them during the course of this, but really, fuck them if they can't take a joke. If you practice that, you'll find that, by gobs, it works. In every case. It's the only formula that actually does work. And another thing we do at every Subgenius convention, this is a federal note, Federal Reserve dollar bill, a sign of the sign of the conspiracy, and the one thing that the conspiracy has in common with Church of the Subgenius. We're prophets and we want prophets. And we always start the ceremony by burning a Federal Reserve note. Don't call the fire marshal or the Treasury Department. Except this year, I'm not going to, because this has been a real damn rough year, and I'm going to save the dollar. But seriously, we usually do burn the dollar, but there's like sprinklers and stuff in here that are a little bit too close to the floor, and I can still spend that dollar. There's only three things that you really have to understand about Church of the Subgenius. That's Bob, that's this guy right here. You may have bought something from him at some time or another, something you didn't need, something you never expected you'd ever want to buy or spend money on. And yet, when you walked away from that transaction, you felt blessed. That was slack. That was one form of slack. Slack is different for everybody, though. That's why we can't tell you what it is, like, for instance, a Miller Beer commercial can. We can't tell you what your slack is because only you know it. It's your particular. It might be. Then some people, Slack is the same thing. Watching TV, drinking Miller beer, your team's won the game, you're good looking, you have a good job. Well, that's slack for a whole bunch of people. We call those the pinks or humans, as opposed to the subgeniuses, completely different thing. Bob, slack, and the conspiracy. Those are the three main talking points of any subgenius, ultimately. The church itself was founded in 1953 when Bob Dobbs was standing in a puddle in his basement tinkering with a homemade television set. And he was suddenly seized up in the spirit by a monstrous alien that had called itself Jehovah One throughout history and pretended to be God under different names to many, many civilizations, because he enjoyed watching pain and anguish. And he told Bob that there was a conspiracy of normal people that had been robbing away the slack of all the weirdos and abnormals all throughout history, and that he was to found a new church, not on a rock, but on a sandy, shifting beach of hypocrisy, because this was going to be the first honest religion, and you know that we're telling the truth because we admit from the get-go that it's all bullshit. So you know I'm not lying. Find me one other religion that'll do that. We're the only one that offers eternal salvation or triple your money back. But think about it. Anybody else offer you that deal? And of course, you have to prove that you didn't get eternal salvation. But what membership is $35 now? The math is harder. So now if you end up at the gates of hell, Bob will be standing there with $105 and an offer to buy a little book, Hell on $5 a Day, for I think it's $104.95 or something like that. Anyway, yes, he founded this religion. It's a do-it-yourself religion, obviously, a disorganized religion, a non-organization for non-joiners. So we don't grow quite as fast as Scientology, which I think is a religion for stupid rich people. We're the religion for stupid people. Oh, God, it's so confusing. As L. Ron Hubbard said to Bob, because they were old drinking buddies back then, they may be pink, Bob, but their money is green. And so we'll take that $35 from anybody, and you can call yourself a subgenius. Back in the 80s, that was the coolest thing you could be. And it still is. It's just that most people don't know it anymore. But most people can't read anymore either. So I'm glad I'll be dead within 40 or 50 years. I don't want to see what's coming. I do. Because I have faith that X Day will come soon. When we'll all of us dues-paying subgeniuses will be lifted up into the escape vessels of the sex goddesses for eternal slack for as long as we want to live. And then when we die, we go to subgenius hell, which makes a Christian heaven look like a dull, dull, boring lecture. And after subgenius hell, that's just to prepare you for the mind-blowing pleasure of subgenius heaven. And we don't even know what comes after that. There is an interesting diagram that shows all of that in, well, it's unbelievable detail in Revelation X there. Every step of the way. We've ripped off all of the world's great religions and most of the world's crappy small religions. You know, remember your first walk through the occult aisle of the used bookstore? And you looked around and thought, man, if this stuff is for real, it's the most important thing in the world. And then if you had studied any science, you went, nah. Well, I actually did look into it for years. I wouldn't have been able to put the Book of the Subgenius together if I hadn't had a serious interest in the paranormal and the occult and UFOs and all that kind of stuff. And after years of not being able to see the UFOs when everybody else around me could, I decided that you meet a lot of interesting people in that world. The world, that's what metaphysics is all about, really, really interesting people. And they throw great parties, and the girls take their shirts off a lot and dance around fires. That's what I like about that new age stuff. What was that thing the old guy said? You think the new age is something, old age will really kick your ass. Oh, boy, he was so true. Anyway, friends, all subgeniuses, you know, I can see how people would look at us and they go, oh, they all got that same picture of Bob on their shirt. How can they say they're weirdos and different? They look uniform. Actually, it's not quite that way. It's also not a sausage club party anymore, although it started out that way, needless to say. We lied and called it a sex cult. Build it and they will come. And speaking of which, Bob is coming. And when I say that, I don't mean it the same way the Christians do when they say Jesus is coming. They mean Jesus is on his way and he's going to arrive. Bob is coming. Got me? Do I have to spell it out? Do I have to demonstrate? That's what pulpits are for. Did you know that? That's why I pray. Why do you think preachers stand behind them? Judges, too. Same difference. Somebody here, I won't point her out, said, I've had sex so many times listening to your voice because I'm on the radio. And I thought to myself, I don't think I could do that. Oh, I was going to say, you might occasionally find a typical subgenius. Technically, there's not such a thing, but there's these, you know, gimme bobs, imitators. Not true subgeniuses. They had 30 bucks. We'll let them pretend to be subgeniuses. But if any two are alike, one must die. That's our policy. That's part of one of our hymns. If any two are alike, one must die. And you'd be surprised how close we've come to killing a few of them. The only thing we have in common is that we have nothing in common with the conspiracy of the normal people. I don't care what kind of weirdo you are, but you hang on to your weirdness and your perversion and your twistedness because that is what makes you you. And that's real preaching. I mean that. Do not let them drive it out of you. It's easy. Hell, I have to fake my hate these days. I mean, seriously, I was, where do you think this stuff comes from? I was an angry young man, young nerd man. And then I started getting laid, right? And what do you know? I'm not so angry anymore. Golly, isn't it funny how that works? But I'm still working for Bob, by God. And what I say is true. Now, who is this man, Bob? Many don't believe in Bob. They think, well, it's a joke. It's takeoff on cults and so forth. Well, friends, if J.R. Bob Dobbs is a joke, then what are you? What is the front page of the news? What's the Yahoo.com news? If Bob's a joke, then everything is a damn joke. And guess what? Everything is. And fuck you if you can't take one. Ho, 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 ho. You know the traveling salesman jokes of mythology? Those are not just jokes. They are true stories passed down orally of Bob. There have always been Bobs. Every day is his birthday. He's had so many past lives. He was originally not a holy man. He was an incredibly talented salesman. Almost like the Forrest Gump or Chance Gardner in Being There. It's not that he's smart. It's that he's lucky. No matter what idiotic phrase comes out of his mouth, it's going to sound perfect at that time. And you will buy whatever he's selling. He can sell ice to Eskimos, hypocrisy to Southern Baptists, and hate to subgeniuses. That's what Bob can sell. It was stuff they were born with. He can still sell it to them. It's not that he's brilliant. It's simply pure luck. As Bob said, I'd rather be lucky than good any day. Now think about it. You know, when was the last time being smart got you laid? Well, actually, in this room, I bet that's actually happened a few times. I shouldn't say that. That line works better in bars, which is usually where we end up preaching. Isn't that funny? Going right into the den of sinners. We don't have a regular, God forbid, of regular Sunday. Well, I do have a Sunday weekly radio show, but most of the time I do it at home. I don't want to deal with the damn followers and minions. That's another reason we're not as big as Scientology. Who wants to hang around people like that? Half of the subgeniuses can't stand each other because they really are eccentric and weird. And, you know, so it's not intelligence that counts. Intelligence has been misdefined by the conspiracy, obviously. I mean, just look around. There's a lot of book smart people here. Book smart, yeah. So much for book smart. It's not intelligence, but sense. Common sense, sense of humor, and yes, dollars and cents. And sensimilia, if anybody here is around after the party. Bob has a power unique to this religion that the Pope of the Vatican would die for. The Pope of the Vatican can't fail. He's infallible. Bob makes $1 million every time he screws up. Now, that's what he has the power to fail. And he brings you the power to fail, friends. You can screw up and then go, well, fuck them if they can't take a joke. I didn't say I was a genius. They didn't call it Church of the Genius. God, I end up saying that 5 times a day now. What Bob preaches is not dedication or any kind of discipline, just the opposite. He says you should surf the path of least resistance. You know, follow your instincts. Now, don't follow them into a dark alley necessarily. I guess that's where the common sense part comes in. It's about the only kind of sense a subgenius has this year. That's why I didn't burn that dollar bill. And another thing, with the sin business. Bob, frankly, is not interested in your sins unless you've got a new one. He's heard them all. He can't excuse them because he's not that well connected like some other saviors I could mention. Bob comes again and again to excuse your sins, friends. He does not come to forgive your sins. He brings not forgiveness. He brings an excuse. And that excuse comes with that ordainment package right down there, only $35. And it's a real ordainment. You really can perform marriages. In fact, I'm going to mess up that guy's hand fasting that comes after this. I'm a holy man, and I pronounce you all man and wife and thing. If there's any transgender people, then you're whatever. But you're all married. And that means you can all do whatever you want to from now on. I said it, and I'm a holy man, so it's real. Now, there's consequences. The cops can also do whatever they want from now on. So, you know, we do have to. The thing is, Bob did not come along to be a crutch for your personal weaknesses. No, you're his crutch. He's going to lean on you. Yeah. People go, what's Bob smoking in that pipe? Now, come on. You guys were high when you came over that stuff, weren't you? What Bob smokes in that pipe is you, my friends. In fact, here's the perfect illustration on my T-shirt. Notice he's smoking a brain. But this is the one that's on fire. The pipe, technically in this illustration, is smoking Bob. And this brain of the pipe is what's getting high. Now talk about your convoluted New Age mythologies. Damn. Anyway, here's where it gets simple. Slack. Slack is what we preach, and it's the simplest thing in the world because we won't tell you what it is. Only you. Now, you may not know what your own slack is yet. You may still be struggling for conspiracies, false slack. Oh, if only I had that new job, then I'd have slack. Only if I could just get a raise. If I had that one boy or that one girl, then I'd have slack. Well, maybe, but real slack is something for nothing. You were born with original slack. You just have to recognize the slack you already have. The sad thing is, most people don't know how much slack they had until it was taken away. With the day they lose their slack, or say their legs, or use of a limb, or have to miss an organ, or get diabetes or something, suddenly they remember just how much slack they originally had. So friends, count your blessings. You know, even if you aren't very good at math, I'm sure you can think of something. You've got fingers, I hope. But some people don't. They have a different form of slack. How do they? Oh, well, let's not go into that. It's funny, sometimes I start meditating right in the middle of a sermon. But yeah, it's something for nothing. Slack, your real slack is free. Well, for hell, for three quarters of the world, slack is one good meal. And that's a sad truth. But it is true. I actually read a headline the other day that said that very thing. Some kid going, yeah, if I just had a backpack and lunch money, then I'd have slack, basically. You know, so, but the conspiracy, oh, they'll tell you what slack is. Slack is having to look like that model on TV. Slack is having to have that perfect, that one expensive perfume or those fancy running shoes. Or, you know, that call a doctor if your erection lasts more than 5 hours. There's always something. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not good looking enough. And they're always trying to sell you some kind of false slack. They will buy your slack and sell it back to you at a profit. Slack cannot be bottled and sold, and that is how we know the conspiracy can't win. That's how we know. You know, they say you can't fight City Hall. Well, actually, you can. A crazy person can fight City Hall, and that's why we do it. The conspiracy has, but still, to this day, even after the Cold War, they probably got 50,000 nuclear weapons stashed away. Church is subgenius, we've got, what, 6 now? And yet we dare to fight them! It all depends on where you, you know, use what you got. Disneyland. Money and slack are definitely related. No question about that. That's why this stuff over here isn't for free. Well, the price list is for free, actually. There's a free price list over there I wish you'd pick up. And chocolate, yes. And we have free chocolate. You can get, it's good chocolate, too. It's not crappy American stuff. Not that I'm putting down American chocolate. I don't want to be known as a terrorist. Slack and sex are certainly related, although I know subgeniuses who just plain aren't interested in sex. Ain't that big a deal? It's all more power to them. That must be a load off their mind, as it were, so to speak. I just came up with that one. Anyway, friends, as I said, Bob is coming. There aren't enough subgeniuses in the world, and I think you know what that means you have to do.
Give you $35.
No, fuck more. And give me 35 bucks. No, that won't make more subgeniuses. That just makes my bank account bigger. Or the church bank account. I'm just a clerk. I'm Bob's main clerk. And the thing is, I mean, I'm not even that big of a Bob fanatic myself. I'm not supposed to be. Nobody's supposed to be. You, of course, at first, you know. It's you, the be-all and end-all everywhere you turn. Oh, you see the name Bob. That's Bob's used cars. Oh my God, there's Bob's Cafe. Well, Bob happens to be the most common name in the English language. It's not magic, that part. Bob is a short duration personal savior. That's one of his key teachings. In the original Tibetan, it's Shodur Persav, short durational personal savior. That we live in a society of planned obsolescence. You buy that PC, and it will break the day after the warranty runs out. It knows. I mean, even every piece of machinery you buy is like that now. Well, same with personal saviors. They just aren't going to last forever. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Jesus saves. There's no question. And Muhammad saves some people. Save us from people trying to save us, though. Oh, Lord, Bob, save us from people trying to save us. So we're not trying to save you. Your short-duration savior might be Bob for a while, but then it might be some porno star that you just saw or some pretty thing that catches your eye or some movie or even a book you just read. Although I seriously doubt that anymore these days. That's book? What is this? Book? I'm a filmmaker by trade, not a writer, actually. For instance, friends, a lot of this stuff is taken on faith. Now, Some of you may be familiar with the Bible. What brand did Jesus Christ smoke? Does anyone here, can anybody here answer that? I didn't think so.
Chesterfield.
There you go. Jimmy Swaggart knew. Chesterfield. Jesus, how do we know this? On faith, by faith alone. And I remember a good old George, our previous president, said that he was going to invest, people should invest in faith-based businesses. Well, this is a faith-based business, friends. There but for the face of Bob go I. You got to have face. That face, at least for a while. And there's a very nice 8.5 by 11 picture of him in that little folder over there. Along with the other doctorate and the all-inclusive excuse and so forth. Every sheet of paper in that damn folder takes about 3 days to read. And a microscope. I can't read it anymore. You'll notice our third book has much bigger print than the first two books. I had to lay it out myself. Anyway, the point is, friends, you got your science, you got your religion. Don't get them mixed up. You don't use your mind to think about religion. That just ruins everything. Bob sold it, I smoked it, that settles it. That's it, that's it. As Bob said, pull the wool over your own eyes. The conspiracy is always pulling their wool over your own eyes. Pull your own wool over your own eyes. You'll still be blind, but at least it's your wool. That's the point. Bob had a lot of fun sayings that they sound so good. And that's another thing religions are all about, sounding good. Too much is always better than not enough. Try to live by that for very long. The actual original saying was, too much is always better than not enough, but it's almost as bad. But that doesn't sound as good on a bumper sticker. You see, I'm sure the Council of Nicaea back in the olden days had to make decisions like that with the stuff Jesus said. At one point, Jesus said, women are equal to men. Cross that out. That's in the Gnostic Gospels. See, I actually know this stuff. My pappy is a preacher, and I'm the descendant of at least four preacher great-grandpappies of all different kinds. And they were all heretics. Huh, funny how that works. People go, well, so slack. That's like slackers, right? You smoke dope and watch Beavis and Butthead. Well, maybe for some people. For some people, slack is when you're doing the thing you most like to do and you're really doing it. It can be your work. Believe it or not, some people have jobs they like and they get true slack from doing their work. I'm one of them. I'm doing it right now. I'm actually getting slack from standing here getting all this attention. Isn't that funny? Also, I'm getting paid. But really, it's when you are, you know, you're in the groove. You're in the moment. You're doing that thing, whatever it is, butterfly collecting. I don't care. You know, maybe it's watching TV and drinking a beer. When you're in that groove and you, for an instant, your eyes snap open and you realize life is good. Life is more psychedelic than an old t-shirt I can't fit into anymore. And I am smart. And by God, hold on to that thought, because that is what the slack is. Bob is that one pure thought. One thought, one Bob, one cell. One brain cell. He has a whole brain cell. Princess, we and I only have one between us. But they're the opposite ones. They're just, it makes a perfect combination. I'm the hard drive that remembers stuff, and she's the motherboard that knows why to bother to remember the stuff. What it's all for. Fun. Which is also connected to slack. Freedom is connected to slack. But you make your own slack. That's the whole point. Because we, you know, I'll get these people, they're stupid. I'll send in my $30, Reverend Stang, where's my slack? God, talk about missing the point. Well, your slack is in my pocket now, if that's all you could gotten out of this. Good Lord. Mr. Smarty Pants. Mr. Dummy Pants. Actually, we have a rival church. It's good for, a lot of our rival cults are good friends of ours. The Church of the Last Laugh. First Church of the Last Laugh. They worship Saint Stupid, who's a lot like Bob, but not as well drawn. They have a St. Stupid's Day parade in San Francisco that's much bigger than our X Day. Of course, it's in San Francisco in the middle of a big city, and we held X Day in a really hard-to-get-to campground out in the middle of nowhere that's mostly used by pagans. But the reason that's why we use it, because the girls can take their shirts off if they want to. Even the boys can. And our baptisms, whew. Oh, you ought to see our baptisms. Boy, do people feel screwed. You got baptized, didn't you? There's a man right back there that got baptized. I can't remember your church name. I've been looking at Facebook too much.
Never can.
What is it?
Reverend Crude Matter Bliss.
Right, Crude Matter Bliss. Reverend Crude Matter Bliss. Yeah, no wonder I can't remember it. It is a little kind. I need to do like a memory trick with it and work some physics and, you know. Oh, here's another nice thing about it distinguishes Church of the Subgenius from other religions. With most of them, you've got your Savior kind of watching you all the time, right? Breathing down your neck. Did you pray enough today? Did you sin? Were you good? You know, did you make any money today? Bob ain't that way. See, you can be alone with Bob. With Bob, you can be alone. You've got Bob right in front of you, and yet you're alone. People have been saying, well, Bob should run for president. Hey, for all we know, if he's what he says he is, he's already world overlord. He's been world overlord. What a great one. You can't find him. He never gives any orders. No one knows where he lives. He hasn't been seen since 1984 when somebody shot him to death. And then in 85, they shot him to death again. And 86, and then he quit coming to our shows. So that was the last time we saw Bob was 86. And that was Reverend Mark Mothersbaugh, Devo, wearing the Bob mask. The very last time he got shot. Scared the crap out of him. He thought somebody was really going to shoot him. And another big part of all of this is the promise of X Day. Jehovah One told Bob in 1953 that the world would end on this date at this time, 7 a.m., July 5th, 1998. On that day, the media would call them the men from Planet X because they don't know where they're from, and they're not really men, and they're not really even physical. They're more like magic, you know, alien science magic. You've heard all that routine, I'm sure. Bob swung a deal with the Exists, as we call them. They'll come and they will lift the dues-paying subgeniuses, not just the gimme Bobs. You can love Bob all you want. You can spend your life Xeroxing our pamphlets and handing them out, but that doesn't matter unless you bought got that minister's card in your pocket. Which you can perform legal marriages with, by the way. I've done dozens. And if those weren't legal, a lot of people wasted money on divorces, believe you me. Anyway, X Day. On that day, that fateful day, the sex goddesses will give us all our own escape saucers, which we can make into planets if we want to. And then we can then get revenge on all of our hated enemies on Earth. You can go back and torture to death that some fifth grade teacher wrecked your chances to win the spelling bee by mispronouncing the word several as serval. That's what happened to me. That's why I'm where I am and not the world's champion speller. That redneck fifth grade teacher. Well, she's dead, I'm sure. But on X Day, I'll be able to raise her from the dead and make her do all the things I want to make her. You just do awful things to her. Cuss.
Make her eat a pimento cheese
sandwich like she did me that one time. You can do that with all of the people you ever hated, except for the ones that are subgeniuses. You'll have to get into Star Wars type space battles with them. And also, you can rob the Earth of everything you ever wanted. You can take it with you. You can not only take your comic book collection, but you can take the collection of Robert Crumb. No, because he's a dues-paying subgenius. Some other comic book artist. You can take his whole comic collection as long as he's not a subgenius. I have dibs on the Grand Canyon, the Rijksmuseum in Holland, and the Smithsonian and the Museum of Natural History in New York. So leave those alone, any of you who spend that $30. That's pretty good for $35, you got to admit. Anyway, now some of you may say, well, now wait a minute. You must be making fun of these end of the world people, because I know that 1998 came and went. That's part of the message, friends. Obviously, 1998 ain't happened yet. If Bob said the world ends in 1998, July 5th, then that's when it's going to end. And it ain't come yet. That's how powerful the conspiracy is. Gregorian calendar, Mayan calendar. They've got so many damn daylight savings time. Chipping away. For all we know, it's 1571 right now. You know, we have no idea what year this is. We don't actually even know what planet this is. You ever hear those Holocaust deniers who go, oh, they didn't really kill 6 million Jews in World War II? Well, guess what? There wasn't really even a World War II. It was just a cover story for when they swapped Earth and Mars. The conspiracy having used up the previous Earth and turned it into a rusted hulk. And then they put us on Mars and put Mars into this temperate part of the solar system so that we can use it up again. By that time, they'll have Mars all terraformed. They'll just keep switching. God only knows how long they've been switching those things around. Oh my God, it's only 10 minutes left to go. I'm only on page 3. Friends, Bob, we don't care what you believe. As my father, my own pappy said, I believe whatever I need to believe. I thought, oh my God, that just sums up the human condition. But we believe in the God that doesn't want you to believe in it. You know what I mean? The church originated in Dallas, Texas, as you may be able to tell by my accent. The Bible Belt. Figures, don't it? That's where we learned all this stuff. Well, what we're trying to do is unbuckle the Bible Belt, my friends, so that its pants fall to its ankles and it is forced to gaze unflinching upon its own withered but private desires. And we also believe in the nuclear family, the fully extended nuclear family, the human family. You can use a human for anything you want come X day. And that's another thing. I know that some subgeniuses, or because they're weirdos, are lonely. They are sometimes suicidally lonely. And that's true. But if you think about it, all you really have to do is stay alive till X day. And all your problems will be over. Also, by definition, regarding suicide, everybody here is an amateur, a rank amateur. You know, you don't see the professional suicides. God and Bob, or one of them, or the devil, somebody is going to kill you anyway, no matter what. What is the damn rush? You don't know the future. You might get into one of those black moods where you think, nope, it's never going to get better. I might as well just end it all. Well, that's the message of X Day. Bob had us all believing the world was going to end in 1998. And we still, to this day, go out and stand in a field at 7 o'clock in the morning on July 5th, half of them drunk as lords, waiting for the saucers, and they never come. But that's part of the point. You don't know the future. You just don't know. And here's another thing. It might take you, say your problem is not money, but loneliness. I thought the amino acids broke up. The moon itself shall grovel at my feet. That's a quote from a real old movie. Your accident reminded me of that. Yeah, I got to get out of here pretty quick because they're going to have a serious wedding, and I already married you all to each other, right? Anybody who just came in, you're all married now, so have at it. By the way, if you don't physically perform some kind of copulation, you make a mockery of the sacred institution of marriage. But I was going to say, you might not find your true Yeti mate until you're 60 years old. And then you might die 6 months after that of cancer. That 6 months is worth it. Take my word for it. I can promise you that 45 years of loneliness, agony, and sexual insecurity is nothing compared to 10 minutes with your true Yeti mate. Isn't that right, Princess Wee?
You might not even meet your true Yeti mate till you're 86.
Right. And in the meantime, you've always got your True Yeti genitals, you know. You can have sex, just not with somebody else. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's part of the doctrine of orgasmonic radiation. Any kind of deviant sex you do spreads orgasmonic radiation and causes the offspring of any normal humans who happen to be screwing at that time within many miles radius, their child will get that radiation and be a mutant. So even if you're just whacking it or yanking or whatever, you're still doing Bob's work. You're spreading the radiation that makes more little mutants. And that's what this is all about. When Bob preaches the word sex hurt, he doesn't mean tying them up in bondage, although that could be included, I suppose. I don't want to find out. It means until it hurts, until you're just crying because it's so good. Friends, as Bob said, don't just eat that hamburger. Eat the hell out of it. Overdo eating the hell out of it. Too much is always better than not enough. And if on the job, my friends, if you act like a dumb shit, they will treat you as an equal. That right there is the formula for success at work. Act like a dumb shit and they will treat you as an equal. That's another one, like fuck them if they can't take a joke, that really applies and is really true. 5 minutes until some poor couple is chained together. The bondage of the temple of Devo. I wish I could do the whole subgenius short duration marriage ceremony. I almost could in only 5 minutes, but I shan't. I shall, there is a hell and you're in it. Earth is hell without Bob. You'll be crawling through the rubble looking for flashlight batteries. Oh, if only I'd read that book more closely. Sticking to the tar baby of Bob. This joke. What if the U.S. did become some fascist thing? Wouldn't a secret rebellious group have to pose as something else? Wouldn't it have to seem like a joke where they couldn't quite tell? Look what they did to all of our predecessors. So turn it around, friends. Give the conspiracy a black eye. We'll be wading in the blood of the baptism of the fist face of Bob, and he can burn through those Fort Knox titanium steel doors with the force of his mighty pipe. Now, I used to be frustrated because I'd look around a big bunch of subgeniuses and go, Jesus, what a bunch of nerds. It kind of frustrates. Even me would be frustrated at the nerdliness of some of my fellow subgeniuses. Like, they're so fucked up. And I finally realized, duh, that's why Bob is their god. There really is a conspiracy of normal people sapping away their slack. And that's exactly what happened. So, in closing, I'd like to repent. I'd like to repeat. Quit your slob and jack off. No, wait, what was it? Repent. Quit your job. Slack off while you still know how. Question authority.
Why?
That's good. Or else. That was the part Timothy Leary always left out. He'd end his sermons. Question authority. And he left out, or else, him being the authority at the time. Bob, friends, I hate to tell you, Bob is not the answer. But praise Bob, neither is anything else. And most important of all, fuck them if they can't take a joke. Praise Bob. And praise the witch's ball. As some wag said, I didn't know witches had balls. Somebody else said, I thought that was warlocks that had balls. And I had to say, look, man, who's counting? It's the number of dicks. Pity the one dicked, especially the ladies. So thank you, Michael Mirth, for inviting me. I'm glad this wasn't the Columbus witch's ball like I originally thought it was. This guy is a true chaos magician. Well, at least he's a magician and there's lots of chaos. And I guess now the party starts for somebody. I wish you'd let me do this hand fasting, boy. I can do it real fast.
No. Marry some people out there.
Well, I did. I already did. You may have been out of the room. Yeah. Well, you're married to him now, too. By the authority invested in me, by J.R. Bob Dobbs, Connie Dobbs, and whatever deities or sub-deities giant computer, Frankenstein gods you happen to believe in. You're all married. You're free of sin, washed in the pee of Bob. Do what keepeth thou from wilting shall be the loophole in the law. Praise Bob. Hour of Slack, every Sunday night at 9 since 1987, WCSB 89.3 in Cleveland. I'll hear you tomorrow night.
Or listen online.
Yes, subgenius.com.
The Reverend also has many items of swag right over here in the corner, so please come by.